I always like to get an update from Kennedy on Wednesday morning after her volunteering at the Franklin Park Zoo.
Y'all, they worked me yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So Kennedy works in the petting zoo part.
In the children's zoo.
Or children's.
Sometimes they assign me to the petting zoo.
I gotcha.
It's part of the children's zoo. But okay. It's like a working farm. It's the barn part. Where all, you
she's
know,
a cows, farm hand.
Cows and chickens and goats and donkeys and mini ponies and such. And they had some extra help yesterday. They have a program called Zoo Teens. So there were a lot of younger people there helping. And there was another volunteer there helping. So that she was going to work. Usually I would like work until 2 and then go work. For 2 to 4, the petting zoo. But they had somebody to do that. It was the kind of in charge of me who's probably 25 years old. And it is a whiteboard that is filled. And I'm like, all right, yes, champ, I'll go. And then I'm just wiping things off, going. And then like after a couple hours, he's like, did you want to take a break or something? I'm like, I get breaks? Because the teen girls were like, I'm on my 15. And I was like, you get a 15?
What kind of stuff was on the list?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I put together all of the food for the animals in our area. So you have to measure it out, put them in their little buckets, and then put that away. I had to sweep out the hay barn. I had to go get all of the dirty buckets from up the hill, like giant trash cans, and then bring them back down to our area and then hose them all out and let them dry and then hose out that area and then hose out the area in which we were in and then clean 4 stalls, cobwebs, clean bird poop. I fed the horses and the donkeys. I weighed hay, so much hay. There was hay everywhere. And when I left there, I was like, oh.
I feel like, too, and just correct me if I'm wrong, you're always very fashionable. You're not really a Carhartt girl.
Oh, no, she's a Carhartt girl now.
Oh, you are? You got some Carhartt type gear?
Well, I went, you know, on the
line. What are you
wearing
for shoes? Like you,
my hiking boots.
So you're Doc Martens?
No, my hiking boots.
Oh, you have hiking boots.
Who hikes in Doc Martens?
I don't know.
Nobody.
I've never seen you in hiking boots, so I wouldn't know.
You don't come on vacation with
me. Like work boots?
They're like hiking boots, like hiking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
For like my vacation.
Because I know you like weed eated the yard barefoot. So I was just kind of curious. Like
that's because I had just bought it and I'm like, I'm going to do it. Thank you, ADHD. I do what I do. And if I don't do it when I'm thinking about it, it's gone forever.
I gotcha.
So no, I got to wear khaki shorts, the volunteer shirt.
Oh, okay.
And
I always wear
like a long sleeve shirt that has UV in it so that I don't get sunburned.
Yeah.
Will they need volunteers through the winter?
Yeah.
When it's like January and 6 degrees, you're going to be there.
Yeah.
How long is this?
Forever.
You just volunteer until you're done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I like where I am. I got to do some cool things. I got to help trim the pigs' toes. So we have 2 big pigs, Tater and Tot. And they are like dogs. So she was like, do you want to come help me? Because I like to learn some stuff as opposed to just doing chores all day. So she brought me in and they, you know, like they had to clip their nails. So they have like a Dremel that just goes and it just.
That's got to be satisfying.
For their little hooves.
Right.
And
that must have been cool.
So all you have to do is rub their belly with this big brush and they roll over like dogs. And they're just like, So I keep rubbing the belly and she does the zhoom, 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 and they don't hardly even move. And they're like, cool, cool. And then they get carrots for treats.
That's how Dan and I get our nails done, too.
Mm-hmm. Does somebody rub your belly? I hope so, because it looks very satisfying.
We just roll over and go.
Like people were walking by going, is it Manny Petty Day? And I'm like, it is.
Pigs actually have great personalities.
They are the best.
They just don't want you to know that because they're delicious.
Yeah.
These and then you'll feel bad about bacon.
What kind of pigs are Tater and Tot?
Oh, hang on.
Like, what color are they?
They're black.
Oh, all black?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't look it up. Doesn't matter.
No, it's going to make
It doesn't matter.
But they have, like, the teeth.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
They're guinea hogs. Excuse me. They're guinea hogs.
Okay.
But they're big. And they're just so funny.
Like what, 500 pounds, 350 pounds?
So bad with that sort of a thing. They're biggins, though. All but they're like dogs. If you pet their belly, they roll over.
And what do they eat?
They get like a grain, and then they get some like carrots and stuff for treats.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I love this. I love getting this update.
Yeah, and you have to feed the donkeys by hand. So by the time I got home, like I was just...
Covered in...
Just...
What do donkeys eat?
Waffles.
The donkeys they have they eat straw.
Shut up.
I wish, right? They have food, but you have to get it all wet because they've got problems and they can't eat it whole. They'll choke. So you have to hand feed them, and it's so cute because they're like, It's real kill.
I would quote Eddie Murphy to them
all
from
day.
Shrek all day.
Donkey.
Donkey.
All right, next time I do that, if I get to work with him, I'll make a little video for you.
Will you take a selfie with Tater and Tot next time you're there or around them?
I was going to,
them?
But I was working, and so it was hard. I was very focused on my job.
Don't they know you have to post on social media,
no,
Tater and Tot?
I know. I was so close to
you
their
You could
faces.
Make them social media stars.
They were so cute. They're the best.
I feel like them getting their bellies rubbed would be very popular.
It's so fun. Really. It's just so fun. So I'm grateful to all the people that I work with there that put me to work every day. They have absolutely no problem being like, go sweep, go pick up poop, go get the bird crap off the whatevers. No problem at all.
So at least now you know you get a 15.
I get a 15, Dan.
Well, they're not paying you. I'm pretty sure they have to give you a 15.
Yeah, one of the girls was just sitting there with a popsicle. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm on my 15.
How long have you been volunteering there?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not taking 1:15 yet.
No.
Oh, so I'd take an hour then next time.
Nah, to make it's up all for good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.